Well, the Senate has passed sweeping financial reform legislation, but there's still some debate over the bill's impact on agriculture. The bill, born out of the near collapse of the nation's economy, ends bailouts for too big to fail firms, creates a new agency to protect consumers, and tightens rules for trading and speculative investments, derivatives like swaps. But ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, Georgia Saxby Chambliss, complains those new rules will make it more expensive for ag banks that had nothing to do with the financial crisis to do business.
This legislation would force the Farm Credit System institutions to run their interest rate swaps through a clearinghouse, which will result in additional costs in the form of higher interest rates to their customers.
Chambliss says CoBank and others will be forced to clear swaps through new trading platforms, raising bank costs.
And let me be clear as to who this will ultimately affect. And it is very clear that our farmers and ranchers, our electric cooperatives, and our ethanol facilities who seek financing from these institutions will bear this burden.
Chambliss says CoBank and Goldman Sachs are not the same and therefore should not be regulated the same way. And while end users like farmers can still hedge risk, Chambliss says derivative dealers will have higher margin requirements and charge higher fees. Key farm groups have not yet taken a formal position on the legislation. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.